Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes highlighting research on the campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Professor June Kahn Mitchell, and she's in the Department of Biological Sciences. And June, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Tell us, what do you do over there in the way of research?
Well, I'm a T-cell immunologist. T cells are white blood cells in every that we all have, and they are the basic components that allow us to reject virus infections and, to some degree, bacterial infections. I've been interested in developing vaccines. A long time ago was towards cancer, and now to combat HIV infections. My research has been going on for a long, long time, and we as in the community of scientists, not just in the United States, but worldwide, it's proven to be a difficult nut to crack. But it is very, very important because while drugs are very effective in the Western world, in underdeveloped countries, the resources are simply not there. And even in the United States, we actually have a small increase in infections, despite the fact that drug is actually universally available, provided by the government at the least.
And so the idea is that you would think vaccines will be much more effective.
Oh, vaccine is clearly the most important. An effective vaccine is, as with all other vaccines, is clearly the solution and will stop. All the other preventive measures that we now know about can stop it, but people are people and they tend to drop their guard, and that is what happened.
You mentioned earlier that you'd done a lot of work in trying to develop vaccines against certain cancers.
Mm-hmm.
And were you successful, yes or no?
To some degree. I wish everything is that straightforward.
Right.
Cancer grows in our body. And by the time we detect the cancer, it actually represents a failure of the immune system to recognize the cancer cells. So the problem here is how to tell the T cell that the cancer cell is foreign. It's much easier to tell the T cell that a virus is foreign. So in cancer vaccine, the problem is different. In cancer vaccine, we have to break tolerance to somehow educate the T cells that what it thinks is part of our body is no longer part of our body.
But the information that you learned in your study against cancer was also very useful in developing your strategy against HIV.
Yes, they definitely share the same basic foundation, scientific foundation. We actually have a vaccine that was used in Canada, allowed to be used in Canada.
Well, that's excellent, June Kahn Mitchell, Professor of Biological Sciences. We thank you for being on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, highlighting research on a campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.